From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Precipitation will relent through the day tomorrow before trying to move back in tomorrow night in the form of patchy and light freezing rain or a wintry mix. Low precipitation amounts could still create travel problems through Thursday morning with the possibility of icing on the very cold ground. A break appears likely on Thursday afternoon and evening, but later on Thursday night, waves of more significant precipitation will start to move in, leading to rain on Friday amidst very mild temperatures, and then a prolonged period of either rain or a wintry mix, snow, or some combination thereof from Friday night through Saturday. For today, a cold front is dropping southeastward through the listening area. Northwest winds behind the front will bring the chance of an isolated mountain snow shower in the north, but more generally will allow the clouds to break up a little bit. The temperature trend this afternoon will be somewhat of a flashback to recent history, with temperatures steady or falling, but the cold won't be too extreme. Unlike last night, overnight temperatures will become quite cold, with lows in the single digits to around 10 above and some single digits below in the northeast. Colder conditions overnight will be enabled by high pressure that's now working eastward out of the upper Ohio Valley, high pressure that will bring with it clearing skies and slackening winds. Winds from the south will start to pick up tomorrow, especially in the Champlain Valley, as the center of high pressure slips offshore from the New England coast. Southerly winds will continue to increase on Thursday and Friday due to interaction between this high off the coast and a cold front that will be approaching slowly from the Great Lakes. A weak upper-level disturbance will bring the chance of light freezing rain or a wintry mix tomorrow night. Things should be drying out by Thursday afternoon. On Friday, the cold front will be moving closer while low pressure forms along the southern reaches of the front over the southeastern states. A period of rain appears quite likely for Friday. After that, there are the usual questions regarding exactly what track the low will take as it moves northeastward on Friday night and Saturday. Computer models show a very sharp temperature difference across our region on Friday night and Saturday, suggesting a wintry mix or snow in northern and western areas and mainly rain south and east. But the slightest change in the storm's track from Friday night into Saturday could push the rain farther toward the northwest or the wintry precipitation farther toward the southeast. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny, except partly to mostly cloudy in the Adirondacks and in southern Quebec. Chance of a mountain snow shower north, temperatures falling over high terrain, valley temperatures steady or falling from around 30 north and from the low to mid-30s south, west to northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 30. For tonight, becoming mainly clear and colder, lows in the single digits to around 10 above, some single digits below northeast, winds from the northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 25 in the evening, then diminishing to light and variable. On Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny through midday, then increasing areas of thin, high-level cloudiness, highs from the upper 20s to mid-30s, except mid-20s to around 30 northeast and in southern Quebec. Light winds tomorrow becoming south around 10 miles an hour from the Connecticut Valley westward, gusting to 20 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. Becoming cloudy on Wednesday night with patchy, light, freezing rain possible, occasionally mixing with rain showers west of the Greens and with snow or sleet in the east. Lows in the 20s to around 30 east, upper 20s to lower 30s west, steady or rising. Winds from the south to southwest at around 10 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains, 10 to 15 and gusting to 25 from the Green Mountains westward. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy and much warmer. Chance of light rain or freezing rain mainly north in the morning. Highs mainly in the low to mid-40s, some upper 40s possible south and in the Champlain Valley, and some upper 30s northeast. Winds from the south to southwest around 10 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 and gusting to 25 along and west of the Greens. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.